from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No, I'm extremely excited. I mean, obviously for me to go out there and play with these guys and showcase what we have the ability to do, but to learn from our mistakes too. I mean, you want to go out there and play for real and play against someone else. I'm tired of going against Spags and every defense known to man. And so I think just going out there, letting the guys play, make decisions under fire and have them make those right decisions and learn from the mistakes after.
Have you seen some things up here that tell you that things can be a little different when the season starts as far as the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the speed, we're going to be able to hit guys over the top. But I think the biggest thing is you want to be able to do both. And I think that's something that we've worked on all camp is you got to be able to hit the guys over the top. And then when the defenses play deep, you have to be able to hit the medium type things. And then we have to be able to run the football. And that's what makes great offenses great is just having the ability to do all of that. And so as much as I want to throw a deep every single play, I think just being able to do everything is going to be the biggest part of our offense.
Patrick, there's been a lot of depth out there at wide receiver. And just the competition involves some of these few spots for so many people that are probably really good at making any team in this league. What have you obsessed from the receiver battle out there and how everybody's fighting for that job?
Yeah, I think what I've loved the most is how much they root for each other. I mean, you can see it out there. I mean, when guys make plays, everybody's going out there to celebrate. And we have a lot of good guys that are playing hard and all making plays against a great defense. And so it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be the perfect play or whatever like that, but they're all competing every single time. They're rooting for each other, and that's what you want in the receiving room is a good group of guys that are talented.
How do you feel physically compared for the last year? Because win 3 Super Bowls in a row is almost impossible for a lot of teams. How do you feel physically, and how do you see your team?
I mean, I feel great physically. I think guys have the right mindset. I mean, at the end of the day, all you can do is focus on today. Obviously, we want to win 3 in a row. But we know just as much as anybody is that you got to execute today at practice in St. Joe in order to do that. And so if you take a day-by-day type process, the hope is at the end of the year you can go out there and get that ring. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if we can hit people deep, it's going to make the safeties get back. And then they'll open up more space in that medium part of the field. And I mean, y'all have seen Rasheed's had a great camp, and so has Travis, so has guys like Noah and Wiley. I mean, if you can open it up down the field with those speed guys, that threat opens the whole entire field up, and so I'm excited for it, as well as just letting those speed guys work in that intermediate range as well. And so it's about being having a diverse offense, being able to go out there and attack in different ways, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and show it.
Well, it seems like your connection with Xavier downfield has been pretty good. What have you seen from him, and how do you think that he might change what you guys are able to do specifically to Xavier?
Yeah, no, Xavier, he does a great job. Obviously, he's fast, but it's almost like he runs fast, but he can run with pace fast. And so he's able to track the ball really well. He runs runs a lot of great routes, and he's going to get as physical a camp as any here. So, I mean, he's done a great job trying to fight off press as best as he can, getting through there and making plays happen. And so he'll keep getting better and better. I mean, if he can get through this camp, he'll be able to get through a lot of stuff. So I'm excited for him and how he's kind of progressed throughout the camp.
Isaiah told us that he worked with their receiver coach in the offseason. What have you seen from him? Has his hands been a lot better?
Yeah, he's done a great job. He would run routes. Coach Reed would put him out there and let him run some type of route, some shorter routes, some deeper routes that he hadn't ran before, and some read routes that necessarily aren't for running backs, and he's done a great job with that. He wants to be great. I mean, he's done a great job running the football for us. He's done a great job catching out of the backfield, but if he can catch it from the slot or from a receiver type position, it's just going to help him be even a better football player.
John Gruden out here. What has he meant for you being out here? What has he told you?
It's always great to hear offensive minds, and then obviously someone that we've went up against, so you kind of can listen to ways that they were trying to go against us and combating stuff that we did well. And then him and Coach Reed have a long history, and so just to hear them talk about old school football plays is always cool for me, being a football historian. And so it's been fun to have him out here and just listen to him talk about football.
We'll go across the room. Go ahead, sir.
I know Kingsley's a talented kid, but he's a rookie, and there's so many things you're processing on each play. But is that an extra alarm that's there that maybe you got to be a little quicker? Is that something you kind of look over your shoulder, or you just let it fly?
You got to just trust that he's gonna go out there and make the plays happen. He's done a great job this camp, going against a lot of different type of rushers. Obviously, it's going to be a great challenge. I don't know how much their starters are going to play, but going against the defense ends with Walker and with Allen Hines. And so I think just him going up against some of the best is going to even bring out the best in him. And that's what you have to expect. And then for everybody, everybody that's going to be out there. And so that's what it's all about. I got trust in those guys in order to go out there and play the game that I want to play. And so I'll let him go out there and be the football player that he's been on camp.
PJ.
Patrick, I know last season kind of forced you on to grind games a little more, just with the newfound speed and the ability. Just how do you think that Andy and Matt will call the game, just trying to find that balance between going deep and getting those shots and make sure the grind out takes time off the line?
Yeah, I think it's just about being smart, and I think more than even coach calling the game, it's got to be about me making the right decisions. I mean, he's going to call plays that have shots in them, but every time he calls a play that has a shot in there, there's plays for me to get underneath and get to the right guy. And so it's about him, Coach Reed, Coach Nagy, me, and all the other coaches talking it through throughout the week, knowing when we take the shots, when we want to be aggressive, what the situation is in the football game, and take it and be aggressive. But at the same time, when it's not there, get underneath to these guys, let them make plays. That's what I've learned over my time is got to be making the right decisions out there at the end of the day.
Patrick, you're obviously always on the other end of this, but what do you perceive to be the challenges of tracking a ball for a receiver? And why can some guys do it really well, and why is it a struggle for others?
I mean, it's hard. You're running full speed, trying to catch a football in the air and not knowing if you're going to get hit the moment you catch the football. I mean, it's a tough job as any, I think, in the world, because you can catch the ball and get your cleats knocked off you. So, I commend those guys, man. It's hard to track a football running full speed. The ball, I throw it high, throw it far. But I always let them know that I'm the best at tracking the football. I grew up shagging BP, so I'm pretty nice at it myself, but I wasn't getting hit.
Patrick, you always talk about getting that first hit out of the way, the season started. How excited are you about, probably getting that next
hit? I already took my first hit. You didn't see Chris the other day? He just smoked me. No, it's cool. I always want to get hit, but not hit hard. So if I can just throw the ball and one of those DNs just wants to just give me a little push, that's all I need. So, it's cool. I like playing in the preseason, honestly. Getting in there, trying to make sure that we're doing stuff the right way, and then getting out, trying to keep everybody healthy.
Lockdown. What does that offer you? I know he's a captain. I know he's made some big kicks for you all. What does it mean to have him back here?
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. I mean, for me, it's just getting in field goal range in some of these situations. And then, like, at the end of the Super Bowl last year, and obviously we want to score a touchdown in that situation, but knowing that once we cross the 50 that we're pretty much good to at least get to overtime, it's something that's – it's I don't even know what the word is. It's something that you have to just rely on, and it's something that's just fun to have, honestly. I mean, knowing that you don't even have to worry because that guy's going to knock it through. And so I'm glad they were able to get the deal done, and he can go out there and just kick field goals.
A couple of quick things here that maybe aren't important. Your reaction to being number 4 on the top 100 list?
It's kind of, it is what it is. At the end of the day, all I can do is go out there and just play the sport that I love, and then the rankings are the rankings.
This is a weird question, but I remember talking to you in the offseason. The helmet that broke against Miami, you wanted to get that back. Did you ever get that back?
I haven't got it back yet. I'm trying to get it back still. I mean, Allen just sometimes just he's kind of lazy. I'm not gonna say it, but it's just a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.